and them that are saved, and in them that perish. To the one we are Savior of death to death, and to the other, the Savior of life unto life. And who is sufficient for these things? For we are not as many which corrupt the word of God, but as of sincerity, but as of God, and in the sight of God, we, God, speak we Christ. No matter what we go through, we still speak Christ. No matter how hard it may get, we still thank Christ. No matter what the enemy may come, we still know Christ. No matter what I may think I may not be able to do, I still thank Christ. The harder it come, the more I thank Christ. The more burden I come down, the more I know he's going to lift me up. The more I see that it looks as it's getting darker and darker, I know there's light on the other side. I hold my faith. If I would just hold my faith, if I would just keep myself encouraged. David said, I had to encourage myself. It come a time you got to encourage yourself. You got to believe it yourself. Take me to the King. Take me to the King. Take me to the King.
Take me to the King.
Hallelujah.
I don't have much to bring.
Come on, children, lift your hands to a holy God.
My heart is torn in pieces. Here's my offering.
It's the best that I've got, God.
Lay me at the throne.
Oh, yes.
Leave me there alone.
Hallelujah. I want you to feel it from the inside.
Gaze upon your glory.
He's teaching your spirit how to control your flesh.
Sing this song.
Let your mind hear him.
Take me to the King.
Can you feel the anointing, children?
Take me to the King.
Hallelujah, Jesus.
Take me to the King.
Hallelujah, King of Kings.
Take me,
Lord of Lords,
to the King. Take me to the King.
Praise God. Let's give the Lord a hand clap.
Take me to the King. Take me to.
I pray that this CD have been a blessing to your life. And all I can say to you in making this CD is that my life will never be the same.
Where do we go from here?
We are in hopes that you enjoyed our pastor's message today and were truly blessed. If you would like a copy of today's message, please call 337-238-0314 or visit our website at www.churchofjesuschristhop.org. Praise be to God for our co-founder, Pastor Annie Mulberry. Be blessed in Jesus' name until we meet again this same time next week.
Is KAYT, Gina, Alexandria. This is Gospel Radio at its very best. 88.1. KAYT, praising the Lord.
You just tuned in to the outreach ministries of the Mount Calvary Baptist Church, located 320 Daspit Street in Alexandria, Louisiana. Reverend Ronnie Humphrey Sr. is the pastor. We are a church of the living word, preaching and teaching the word, thereby fulfilling God's command as stated in Mark 16:15, to go therefore into all the world and preach the gospel to every creature. At Mount Calvary Baptist Church, leading to others is the church's first priority. Now join Pastor Humphrey in a sermon already in progress.
Saved a wretch like me. Once was lost, now I'm found, was blind, but now I see. Snares, I have already come. Just toils and snares, I have. Thank you, Jesus. Lord, we thank you right now for your grace and your mercy. We thank you for the many, many things, Lord, that we just could not do, could not be about if it were not for you. Father, we thank you for being with us through all of our dark times, being that strong force, that wind beneath our wings. Lord, we ask right now that as this word comes forth, Lord, we ask that it does what it is designed to do. Bring somebody to the throne of grace. In the mighty and precious name of Jesus, we pray. We all say amen, amen, and amen. 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 I like to hear the preachers when they get up, they say, there is a word from the Lord. There is a word from the Lord. I like to hear Tom Hamilton. Anybody know Tom Hamilton? I love to hear Tom Hamilton say that. Giving honor to the Father, the Son, and the Holy Ghost, to Pastor Emeritus Huey Lawson, Reverend Rodney Lennox, Minister Cindy Humphrey in her absence, to all of you. You know, the Bible says in the book of Lamentations, before I get into our target scripture, it says, she weeps sore in the night, and her tears are on her cheeks, as if all her lovers has gone. That's a deep hurt. In the midnight hour, that's a deep hurt. As if nobody loves you, huh? No family, no friends, not even any enemies. Amen. Amen. You know, sometimes we deal with things in life that we always want to blame God for. Amen. And we you know, God gets a bad rap sometimes. Well, that was God's will. You know, God gets a bad rap. You know, them little bitty babies in a cave in Thailand, I just can't believe God, you know, wanted that to happen. Huh? Go with me a little while to the book of Lamentations. Now listen, that's right after Jeremiah, okay? It's not something I talk about a whole lot. I prefer to look into at Jeremiah, but Jeremiah also wrote the book of Lamentations. Lamentations. And I'm going to speak from the first chapter. And I'll try to lay this out and so we can go home and hear the pitter-patter of rain on our roof. Amen. We used to have a tin roof on Woodside. The pitter-patter sound like drums. Pretty loud. Amen. Hey, anybody know about a tin roof, huh? Hello, hello. Hello. You can start singing to it. Amen. Hello. Book of Lamentations, first chapter, starting at the 12th verse, says this. Is it nothing to you, all ye that pass by? Behold and see if there be any sorrow like unto my sorrow, which is done unto me, wherewith the Lord has afflicted me in the day of his fierce anger. From above has he seen fire, sent fire into my bones, and it prevaileth against them. He has spread a net for my feet. He had turned me back. He had made me desolate and faint all the day. The yoke of my transgressions is bound by his hand. They are wreathed and come up upon my neck. He had made my strength to fall. The Lord has delivered me into their hands, from whom I am not able to rise up. We'll skip to the 16th verse. It says this, for these things I weep. Mine eye runneth down with water, because the comforter that should relieve my soul is far from me. And my children are desolate because the enemy has prevailed. We use for a subject, it's in the scripture, the yoke of my transgression. The yoke of my transgression. Have you ever heard the saying, God won't put no more on you than you can bear? Yes, indeed. We've all heard that when trouble comes and somebody wants to say something that'll make us feel better. You know, sometimes we use that to encourage people. Sometimes we use it to calm people down. It can be comforting sometimes, but it can also be a little bit condescending. Amen? Amen. It can be assuring sometimes. But do we really believe it when we say it? But here's the truth. God usually does not put bad things on people. Oh, I'm sure every now and then God's wrath is kindled. Amen. But usually he does not put bad things on people, but he does allow life to happen. He allows life to happen. And we can blame that one on Adam. Amen. You know, but now we got the name of Jesus to petition God for reprieve from these bad things. Can I get a witness? John 14 and 13 says, "And whatsoever ye shall ask in my name, that will I do, that the Father may be glorified in the Son." In other words, when we get delivered, God delivers us because he loves us. But there's also an extra benefit. He gets to get the glory. And that way you show God's strength to somebody else. But when you're under the yoke of your own transgression, amen, and you're trying to tell somebody else, God won't put no more on you than you can bear. But your yoke is as big as this sanctuary right here. Sometimes we're not qualified to tell somebody else about what God will do. Amen. Especially when somebody knows what you're dealing with. And then you're going to try to impart some advice on somebody else dealing with the same thing. Amen. You got your own yoke. Jerusalem's transgressions led to their yoke. Huh? We sometimes blame God for our self-affliction. Can I get a witness? Amen. You know, Jeremiah tried to warn Jerusalem of their impending doom, but they just wouldn't listen. You know, sometimes you can be more worried about other folk than they are about themselves. Amen. My wife tells me about that all the time. Just go to sleep. You can't worry about them folks if they're not worried about themselves. You losing sleep, they partying. Yes, indeed. When Jerusalem was conquered and then exiled, nobody did more crying than Jeremiah. Cried everywhere he went. The weeping prophet is what they call him. Amen. Amen. You can drop your handkerchief, Jeremiah, just bust out crying. Amen. But he felt deeply for the nation. Can I get a witness? You know, before they was conquered, he even made a symbolic yoke of wood, walked around Jerusalem to try to show the people, try to make a little spiritual metaphor to show them what was going to happen to them if they didn't start doing right. Let me tell you what they did. They took the yoke off of his neck. They broke the yoke and tried to kill Jeremiah. Sometimes you just can't tell people anything. Now, in the book of Jeremiah, the prophet admonishes. In the book of Lamentation, he laments. To lament means to be sorrowful. And he was plenty sorrowful. He felt deep sorrow. But Jerusalem should have been saying, "I'm under the yoke of my transgressions." Amen. Even though things might stipulate that somebody else is doing you something, sometimes you put yourself in the way to be done something. Can I get a witness? And then what you do, you tell folks, well, it was God's will that I go through this and go through that. And you're under the yoke of your own transgression because it's what you did that's causing you some problems. I don't know if I'm preaching to somebody. And some stuff we just got to learn how to let go. Let go and let God. Want to do all what we want to do and then tell somebody about what God doing to us. Child, I couldn't pay my bill, but God got a plan for me. My children gone astray, but God is just using me. Yeah, he's using you all right. Amen. You better try to understand what your yoke is so you can break your own yoke and get in the circle of grace. Our scriptures tell us today how Jeremiah describes the feeling he has for the now conquered and exiled Jerusalem. Verse 12 says again, is it nothing to you, all y'all that pass by? Behold, and see if there be any sorrow like unto my sorrow, which is done unto me. Let me tell you something. We want everybody to see our predicament. Can I get a witness? We want all the pity we can get. Amen. But we want to say God did it to us. Amen. But we want everybody to tell us, you know, child, I know what you're going through. Some of us thrive on pity. Can I get a witness? If you're hurting, you're hurting. But if you ain't hurting, don't say you're hurting. Because if you keep on saying you're hurting, one of these days you're going to really be hurting. Pass by in the park and I see somebody shooting basketball. Get in the church and be all bent over. My daddy had a different thing. My daddy, his back would hurt all week. But when he walked through the doors of his church, he would straighten up and walk like a king, because he wanted to show people that I can straighten up for God. Can I get a witness? Verse 13 says, from above has he sent fire into my bones, and it prevailed against them. He spread a net for my feet. He has turned me back. He has made me desolate and faint all the day. Notice the way it reads, he did this, he did that. You know, now Jeremiah speaking for the nation now. Amen. God did this. God did that. What about what we did? Huh? You know, God made this happen. God made that happen. But nobody wants to take accountability for our own actions. We like to blame everybody else but ourselves. If it ain't God we're trying to blame, we're trying to blame our sister, our brother, our mama, our daddy. We're under the yoke of our own transgression. Amen. Y'all know what a yoke looks like. It's a big old piece of wood, and you can put it on some oxen or some mules. Amen. And that mule and that oxen can't go anywhere unless that yoke is turned. Can I get a witness? But when you do it to yourself, I saw a lady the other night. I was going to take my sister home. She had hung out with us a little while. About 12 o'clock, you know. She had spent the day with us. She wasn't feeling well, so she wanted to come and hang with me at the house. I was taking her home, and as I was coming out of my neighborhood, there's a lady with a short dress on walking the street in the dark at the place where there ain't no street light. I'm wondering to myself, lady, do you know where you are? Do you know what can happen to you at 12 o'clock at night with that dress on under that dark? My wife said that's what she wanted to happen to her. Lord have mercy. Verse 14 says, finally Jeremiah says this, the yoke of my transgression is bound by his hand. They are wreathed that come up upon my neck. He has made my strength to fall. The Lord has delivered me into their hands from whom I am not able to rise up. Listen, if you insist on being crazy, then God will just say, okay. If you insist on doing wrong, God said, all right. If you insist on turning around instead of going forward, then God said, all right. I done tried to help you. I've shown you my power. I've shown you my grace and mercy. But you don't want to do right. Okay, here you go. You got what you wanted. Finally, they admit in verse 14 that it is their fault, because it was Jerusalem's fault. Yeah. Jeremiah told them for 25 or 30 years, don't be hanging around with them folks. Don't be worshiping those golden calves. Don't be talking bad about people. But they wouldn't listen. I'm talking about the chosen ones, the ones that God said I'll always bless. But they got hard-headed and hard-hearted, and sooner or later, they were bound to be conquered. Sooner or later, you're going to get you. Keep on trying it on. Instead of trying on your long white robe, you keep on trying that yoke on. Sooner or later, it's going to get you. And when it get on your neck, can't nobody take it off. You'll be trying to remove that yoke, but you'll be whooping and hollering, and can't nobody help you because you made your own yoke. And it's a heavy yoke. It's a bad yoke. It's an ugly yoke. The yoke of your own transgression. We got some bad habits, huh? Listen. I don't stand here as a perfect person. I'm not that. I'm not standing here to preach perfection on my behalf. Amen. But some things just common sense. Some things just common sense. I saw this show yesterday. What's that lady's name? Ayala? Fix my life. You know. She talking to this lady that won $180 million. And the lady buying she buying dirt bikes, cars, houses. She say, ma'am, in a few years, you're going to be broke because you don't know how to have something. Some of us just don't know how to have anything, and it doesn't have anything to do with money. Some of us just don't know how to have God in our lives, but we know how to have other foolishness. We know how to be loaded bar. We know how to get up in the club. We know how to get next door. Anybody here got a yoke? Huh? Let's move on to the 16th verse. It says, for these things I weep. My eye runs down with water because the comforter that should relieve my soul, huh? See, that's what we're thinking about when the yoke gets heavy. Lord, where are you? Huh? Where are you? Jeremiah is saying it's crying time again. Can I get a witness? And the Lord has left me. Amen. That old country song says, crying time again, you're going to leave me. But Jeremiah is saying, it's crying time again, you've already left me. Because God took his hand off of Jerusalem. If you just want to be under a yoke, if nobody can tell you anything, he'll take his hand off of you and let you have your yoke. Is there anybody here that's dealing with a yoke of your own transgression? Anybody here got a yoke that you just can't take off of your neck? Anybody got a yoke that mama can't remove? Daddy can't take it off? Sister, brother got their own yoke to worry about? I'm here to tell you right now, Jesus said, take my yoke upon you. Take off that heavy yoke. Take my yoke upon you, because my yoke is easy and my burdens are light. Good evening, Mount Calvary. If you're under the yoke of your own transgression, tell God all about your yoke. Say, Lord, I did it to myself, but I'm ready to take this yoke off. I'm ready to try to get right with you. I'm ready to have my yoke removed. You see, they tried to place a yoke on Jesus. They marched him up on the old dusty hill. Can I get a witness? Got him up on top of the hill. Put him on an old rugged cross. Nail him in his hand and nail him in his feet. Put a thorny crown on his head. But what they didn't know, they had their own yoke to worry about. And 3 days later, 3 days later, 3 days later, early, early, early Sunday morning, Jesus got up and broke all the yokes with all power in heaven and earth in his hand, way over in Jerusalem. Somebody say the temple veil tore into. That was a symbol of all the yokes breaking. If you've got a yoke, I invite you to Jesus. If you've got a yoke, I give you Jesus. He's the yoke breaker. Can I get a witness? He's the deal maker. Can I get a witness? Anybody know Jesus? Anybody know Jesus? Anybody know Jesus? Anybody know Jesus? If you're under the yoke of your own transgression, amen, talk to God about it. Because if it's a big enough yoke, I can help